Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the King. Good morning. Welcome to Word Alive. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and it is 6:05 a.m. in the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this morning. And we just want to tell God thank you today. Thank Him for another day. God, we just thank you and we bless you today. We thank you for this another day. We thank God for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to rise another day with the activities of our limbs. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for allowing us, Heavenly Father, to rise another day, still with a mind to serve you. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, your word tells us to be thankful and to bless you, and we thank you and bless you today, Lord God. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, and we bless your name. For, Lord, you are good, and you're greatly to be praised. We thank you for your mercy, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your grace today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our forgiveness of sins, Heavenly Father. We thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the stripes Jesus bore for us. Hallelujah. For your word says, it's with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And we were healed. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing this morning and deliverance this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, hallelujah, that you are ordering our steps today, Heavenly Father, and that you will lead us and guide us today, hallelujah. We ask for your Holy Spirit today, hallelujah, Heavenly Father. We ask for your Holy Spirit to just be with us today, to lead us and guide us into all truth today in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we invite you in, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to do what you do in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that God may get the glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray for those this morning who are despondent today for whatever reason, Father. Heavenly Father, we pray for those that are on the verge of suicide today for whatever reason, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for those who, Lord God, that are bound by drugs and bound by alcohol and see no way out. We lift them up to you, Heavenly Father. And Father, we just turn them over to you and ask you to heal them today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, hallelujah. I pray for those that have suffered, Lord God, disasters in their lives. I pray for those who have suffered sickness, Lord God. I pray for those who have been given fatal diagnosis, Lord God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will call on you out of a pure heart, Lord God, and trust you, Father God, to perform your word in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you. Hallelujah. Today we ask you to help us to not lean to our own understanding, but help us to trust you, Lord. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways so that you can direct our paths, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for your word in Psalm 103. Lord, and your word in Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. So we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. We bless you and thank you, hallelujah. We glorify your name, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your precious word, your precious word. This is bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Lord, we don't forget your benefits this morning. And your benefits include, Lord, forgiving all our iniquities and healing all our diseases. You redeem our life from destruction. You crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies. You satisfy our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. You execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Father, we pray, God, today in the name of Jesus that you will execute righteousness and judgment for all those that are oppressed this morning, O God. Some people are oppressed, O God, and depressed, Father. They're oppressed and depressed, O God, because their financial situations are not what they want them to be. Some people are depressed now because we're on the verge, O God, of the government not being able to pay the debts that they owe. And Father God, people are depressed because they're not receiving their benefits, Lord God. Some military people are working for free. Some military people, I mean, some people outside of the military have lost their jobs. They've been forced to go on furloughs, Lord God. Some people have been laid off, Lord God. Some people have been terminated. And Father, they don't know what to do, Father God. So they're depressed this morning, and some are even oppressed, and they're taking drugs, Lord God, and they're drinking because they don't know what to do, Lord God. They're fearful, Father God, of what's going to happen with the economy and what's going to happen with their families. But Father, we just come before you boldly, hallelujah, before the throne of grace, Lord God, asking you to bless us right now in this time of need. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will unite those in the government of the United States, oh God, that they will come on one accord and be of one mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come, hallelujah, and do the right thing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, if there's any personality conflicts, we ask you to move them out in the name of Jesus, for this is not the time for personality conflict, Lord God. But Father, you know, Lord God, what the confusion is and why they're not agreeing, Father God. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I call on you, oh God. I call on you this morning, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, that you will come speak to those in the United States government, Lord God. Speak to them even right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there be peace among themselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that there be unity among them, Lord God, that they will come to agreement as what's best for this country, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, move on the people and let them have compassion, oh God, because they're still getting paid. They're still getting their benefits, Lord God. They're still able to eat, Lord God. They're still able to have their electric and gas on. They're still able to pay their mortgages and their car notes, oh God, while you have their constituents out here, Lord God, suffering, Lord God, as they deal with personality conflicts and deal with whatever it is they're dealing with that they cannot come to agreement with. So, Father, I pray for them that you will even move on them right now, that they will have a heart of compassion and think about the constituents, Lord God, who are suffering, Lord God, as they continue, Lord God, day 15 of the partial government shutdown. Lord God, and I just pray that you forgive those, Lord God, that are in the House of Representatives and the Senate, Lord God, and whatever other branch of government, Lord God. We just pray for them like right now this morning, Father, and ask you to forgive them of their sins. Those that don't know you, Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord God, those who have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I pray for them, Father God, that they will be get born again, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that you will remove. We ask you to remove the hardness of their hearts today, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to remove the blindness from their eyes that Satan have blinded them with, Lord God, that they might not receive, Lord God, the glorious light of the gospel. But we ask you to remove that blindness, that they will receive it, that the veil be taken off of their eyes, that they will receive the glorious light of the gospel in the name of Jesus. And not just the House of Representatives and the Senate, Lord God, but the entire government of the United States, Heavenly Father. Father, again, I repent, Lord God, for the United States, Lord God, how we have allowed other gods and how we have allowed other religions from other countries to come in, Lord God, and bring their philosophies and their ideas about religions in here. We have turned our backs on you, Father, in a large way. Father, we have allowed things to come in and take precedence over what you have stated, Lord God, in your word. And Father, I ask you as a country to forgive us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, as a country, that you will turn our hearts, Lord God, back to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. No matter what country is other countries are residing in the United States of America, we ask you, Heavenly Father, that you will turn our hearts back to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I pray for a revival in the name of Jesus in the United States. I pray for a spiritual revival, a spiritual rebirth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus in the United States. Father, we pray right now for pastors and elders and bishops, apostles, prophets, prophetesses, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for pastors and teachers, elders and deacons, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, those that have been assigned to preach the gospel, those that have been assigned to be leaders in the church, Lord God, we lift them up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And for those who have turned aside to follow after the way of Balaam, we lift them up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to forgive them in the name of Jesus. Father, those who are leading the sheep astray, Lord God, I ask you to forgive them in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that are scattering the sheep, Lord God, God, because of lies, oh God, that we bind it right now in Jesus' name, Father. And we ask, oh God, that even now that you will move on the heart of the pastor who is leading the sheep astray, oh God, that they will turn their hearts back to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we pray for those that are in churches that are being led astray, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, those that are being led astray by deception, those that are being led astray, Lord God, by lies, those that are being led astray by entertainment, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you will pull them out, Lord God, and send them to a place where your word is being taught, Lord God, where your word is being taught, Lord God, unadulterated, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for the sheep, Lord God. We pray for your sheep. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for your sheep know your voice, hallelujah, and another not, they will not follow. But Father, we pray this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will learn your voice, that we will learn your voice, that we will hear your voice, and that we will not only learn it and hear it, but we will obey it, hallelujah. For your word says, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow, hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Father, I just pray this morning, hallelujah, that we will follow your voice in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, that we will know your voice and hear your voice and obey you in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, we pray this morning that we will abide in the vine, hallelujah, today, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. But Jesus said, I am the true vine, hallelujah. You said, Jesus said, abide in me and I in you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said, abide in me and my words abide in you, hallelujah. And Jesus, you said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and will be done of my Father in heaven, hallelujah. So we ask him today, hallelujah, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, hallelujah, of spiritual things in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We're asking this morning, hallelujah, that we will live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world in the name of Jesus. We're asking today, hallelujah, that you will give us the mind of Christ Jesus, hallelujah. We're asking today that your Holy Spirit will help us today to mortify the deeds of our flesh in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We ask him today, hallelujah, that you will help us to walk in the Spirit so that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we're asking you today to order our steps in your word, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you today. Help us, oh God, to hunger and thirst today for righteousness that we might be filled in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, help us today, Lord God, to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we ask you today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you will help us, hallelujah, to walk in love towards one another in the name of Jesus, that we will walk, hallelujah, in peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Father, we ask today, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to help us to walk in the Spirit so that we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to help us, hallelujah, this day, hallelujah, that we will read your word, study your word, meditate on your word, hallelujah, so that we can make our way prosperous in the Spirit, hallelujah, and in the natural, Lord God, according to your will, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. Father, we pray, Lord God, for those, hallelujah, who are homeless, oh God, we pray that, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you will give them, hallelujah, those that are walking around in the streets that are homeless with, hallelujah, messed up minds, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will give them a clear mind today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will wake up out of their sleep, Lord God, hallelujah, and that they will, their minds will be sound, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for those, Lord God, hallelujah, who have no family and have nowhere to go, that you will open up the door and make a way out of no way, oh God, for them to have, hallelujah, a roof over their heads, that they will have a warm place to stay, Lord God, that they will have food to eat, Lord God, and clothes to put on their backs, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will open up homes throughout the city of Philadelphia, oh God, throughout every city in this nation, oh God, that people will be able to go, hallelujah, and live like the house of the house in Los Angeles, Lord God, where the people, Lord God, are being helped, oh God, and they're being helped to come off the streets and become productive citizens, oh God. Father, I pray that you will send us the finances to open up one of these houses, oh God, in Philadelphia, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for it even now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for every ministry that's out helping those, Lord God, that are less fortunate, oh God, that are helping those that can't give back, that are helping those, oh God, that don't know what to do. Father, I pray that you will increase their finances, oh God, God, so that they might do the work that you have called them to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, this morning I pray for marriages, oh God. I pray, oh God, for marriages today, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that the husband will love the wife and nourish the wife and cherish the wife, Lord God, even as he loves himself and even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the wife that she will submit to her husband, oh God, that she will submit to her husband in love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray for God. Hallelujah. That the husband and wife will submit one to another, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, I pray for the husband and wife, Lord God, who are going through difficulties in their marriages right now because of finances and don't know what to do. I pray that they will lift you up, Lord God, and allow you to be the head in their marriage and their finances, oh God, that you will instruct them and lead them what to do in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for the husband and wife who are going through right now because of adultery, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you will forgive the one who committed adultery, oh God, and help the spouse, Lord God, to forgive the one who committed adultery, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, that the root of bitterness will not spring up, oh God, but that it will be torn out at the root even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord God, that the ones that committed adultery, oh God, will not bring any disease back into their family, oh God, any sexually transmitted disease, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, oh God, I just pray for marriages, oh God. I pray for husbands and wives who have drifted apart, oh God, who have no true relationship with one another. I pray, oh God, that you will bless their union, oh God, that they will recall their vows, oh God, hallelujah, that they will be together in good times and bad, in sickness and health, in richness and poorness, oh God. I pray that you will call their vows back to them, Lord God, and remind them that they stood before you, Lord God, and promise, Lord God, to love each other until death do them part. Father, Lord God, I just pray right now in Jesus' name that you will renew love in marriages today, Father, in Jesus' name, that husbands and wives will be on one accord, that they will speak the same thing and have the same mind, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, I just thank you, Lord. Father, I pray for marriages right now who are dealing with stepchildren, Lord God, and stepchildren who are causing problems and causing division. Father, I pray for the child right now who's seeking attention, Lord God, who's causing trouble in their parents' marriage. Lord, I lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus, asking you to forgive them, asking you to heal them, Lord God, of jealousy, Lord God, of fear, oh God, or whatever it is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the natural children in the families who are causing problems, oh God, who are stealing from their parents, who are disobeying their parents. Father, I pray for them, oh God, in Jesus' name. And I pray for the parents that the parents will pray for the children, oh God, in Jesus' name. And I pray for the parents that they will lead and live a godly life before their children, not a double life, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, we lift up, Father, in the name of Jesus, the children as they go to and forth to school, oh God. Oh, Father, we just bind the spirit of child abduction in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of child molestation in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of child slavery, Lord God, those that will steal children, to put them in sexual child slavery. We bind and rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And we cast it back to where it came from in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, every person who's contemplating kidnapping children right now, I ask you to confuse their plans, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cause them to begin to turn on themselves, oh God. They will not even remember what they had set out to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for the murderer this morning, those that have set their sights on murdering today. Father, we ask you to change their minds, change their plans, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the rapist to you today. God, the one that is planning on raping today, we ask you to change his mind today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, God, we just say thank you today in Jesus' name, oh, God. We pray for those that are hurting because of rape, those that are hurting other people because they were violated. We pray for them, for their deliverance, oh, God, and from the tormentor, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind tormenting dreams. We bind tormenting thoughts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, for your word says, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we loose peace in their minds, in Jesus' name. We loose pure thoughts in their minds, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let them know, oh God, that it wasn't you, Lord God. Help them to stop blaming you, oh God. But Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to help them to begin to look to you and trust you, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray for young young, our youth today, Lord God, who are going around twerking, who are going around trying to do everything they can do, exposing their bodies, Lord God, looking for love, Lord God, looking for attention, oh God. I pray for them, God, hallelujah, that you will heal them in Jesus' name, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you today. Our children need you today, Lord God. Hallelujah. They need you so bad, Lord God, with all these bad influences around. But, Father, in Jesus' name, I know you can do it. And I thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, sending people into the lives of these young people, Lord God, that they will begin to see that they stand in need of a Savior, oh God. Hallelujah. They begin to see that they're not too young to be saved. But, Father, we just say thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We ask you to, hallelujah, hear these prayers, oh God. Hallelujah. And give us the petitions that we have brought before you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you all for joining us this morning. Guest 50, my husband, Bishop Gerald Scott, area code 215-801. Before we end the broadcast today, we want to read Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to be reading that from the New King James Version, Proverbs chapter 3. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as the father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, for her proceeds are better than the profits of silver and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to all those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and clouds drop down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and keep your sleep, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it when you have it with you. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without cause if he has done you no harm. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways, for the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful, but gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. We have just read into your hearing Proverbs chapter 3. We ask that you will meditate on this proverb today and whatever else the Lord gives you to meditate on. And don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word today. That is our goal. We thank you for joining us today. God bless you. God keep you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Amen.
Amen.